Blog Talk Radio.
Created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Welcome to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World by Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, coming to you from Elmont, New York. We will be on the air every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, please email us at hodminister@gmail.com, or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Almont, New York, 11003. We encourage you to visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com, our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com, our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org, our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org, our affiliated School of Ministry, House of David Ministries, Inc. at www.reverseofrevival.com.
Matthew 28,
verses 18 through 20, and Mark 16, verses 17 through 18. We will read Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And in Mark 16, verses 17 through 18, He said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. We do not need to go to the world with little funny jokes or nice sayings, with political or social agendas, with church programs, with how to get rich through God's program and strategies, with an unbalanced love gospel without the truth about consequences, with self-empowerment teaching for pay, or to copy what they do and then say we are now doing it for God. We are to be in the world, but not of the world. Rather, we go with the burden of truth. The truth is that each person is born to die. And without the Savior, Jesus Christ, they will spend eternity in hell. You are to go to the world with this message. The world is in darkness and needs light. You are the light of the world. Matthew 5, verse 14 through 16 says, Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, for on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. The rulers of the darkness of this world are trying all that they can to put out and keep out the light of Jesus Christ that is in us. Yet we are able to let our light shine in the face of their resistance. Letting your light shine is not always easy. Some will be persecuted for letting their light shine in the world. Others will be killed. But we must still go to the world and let it shine, regardless of these threats. Jesus Christ is our light, and He came to save the world and sends us with the same message. John 12, verses 46 through 50 says, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejected me and receiveth not my words, at one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me a commandment that I should say and what I should speak. And I know that His commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. The enemy will try to use fear to stop you. Do not fear those who can arm this body, yet have no ability to arm your soul and spirit. God is with you, and He will uphold and keep you. The enemy will try to use fear of loss against you, loss of life, loss of reputation, loss of job, loss of family and friends, loss of health, loss of freedom. Yet, do not be moved by these threats, for your pursuits are greater in importance and deeper in purpose than the natural things that surround you. Beloved servant of the Lord, your pursuit and purposes are eternal. Do not be afraid. To better do this, you must have an assurance that you have the truth of God's word and know that He is with you always, even until the end of this world, according to the Great Commission in Matthew 28.
Praise
In Jesus' name, amen. As we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, we would like to take the opportunity to welcome those who are just tuning into our show tonight and to remind you that we will not be taking any calls, but if you have questions, you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com or you could write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371. Elmont, New York, and we would like to take the opportunity once again to encourage you to visit our social Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at houseofchristbookstore.com. That's www.houseofchristbookstore.com. Our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. Our online Bible college at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org and our affiliated school of ministries, House of David Ministries, Inc. at www.reverseofrevival.com. Our scripture for tonight will be taken from Hosea chapter 9. Rejoice not, O Israel, for joy as other people, for thou hast gone a-whoring from thy God, thou hast loved a reward upon every corn floor. The floor and the winepress shall not feed them, and the new wine shall fail in her. They shall not dwell in the Lord's land, but Ephraim shall return to Egypt, and they shall eat unclean things in Assyria. They shall not offer wine offerings to the Lord, neither shall they be pleasing unto him. Their sacrifices shall be unto them as the bread of mourners. All that eat thereof shall be polluted for their bread, for their soul shall not come into the house of the Lord. What will ye do in the solemn day? And in the day of the feast of the Lord. For lo, they are gone because of destruction. Egypt shall gather them up. Memphis shall bury them. The pleasant places for their silver. Nettles shall possess them. Thorns shall be in their tabernacles. The days of visitation are come. The days of recompense are come. Israel shall know it. The prophet is a fool. The spiritual man is mad. For the multitude of thine iniquity and the great hatred. The watchman of Ephraim was with my God. But the prophet is a snare of a fowler in all his ways, and hatred in the house of his God. They have deeply corrupted themselves, as in the days of Gibeah. Therefore he will remember their iniquity. He will visit their sins. I found Israel like grapes in the wilderness. I saw your fathers as the first stripe in the fig tree, and her first time. But they went to Baal-peor, and separated themselves unto that shame, and their abominations were according as they loved. As for Ephraim, their glory shall fly away like a bird, from the birth and from the womb, and from the conception. Though they bring up their children, yet will I bereave them, that there shall not be a man left. Yea, woe also to them when I depart from them. Ephraim, as I saw Tyrus, is planted in a pleasant place, but Ephraim shall bring forth his children to the murderer. Give them, O Lord, what wilt thou give? Give them a miscarrying womb and dry breasts. All their wickedness is in Gilgal, for there I hated them. For the wickedness of their doings, I will drive them out of mine house. I will love them no more. All their princes are revolters. Ephraim is smitten. Their root is dried up. They shall bear no fruit. Yea, though they bring forth, yet will I slay even the beloved fruit of their womb. My God will cast them away, because they did not hearken unto him, and they shall be wanderers among the nations. Let us honor God's word. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And as we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world, I think this rendition of the song is rather fitting, so I'll play it one more time. God, as we continue on this spiritual journey, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, I call on every believer to join me in standing up for Jesus. Our lesson for tonight will be the book of Daniel, comparison to the book of Revelation, which we started last week and were not able to complete. So tonight we will start with the judgment for sin, the Daniel the captive, Daniel, God's national prophet, the vision of the 70 weeks, the birth of the Messiah, and the Messiah is cut off. So we welcome you once again to the House of Christ Ministries presents Proclaiming Jesus Christ Throughout the World and Honoring the Great Commission. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis, reminding you that you should tune in every Wednesday and Sundays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our number one goal is Jesus Christ. Our mission is souls, and our vision is the last day book of Acts. So we encourage you to join us on this mission. The judgment for sin. The Israelites did indeed forget the great God who had brought them out of the cruel bondage in Egypt. God had brought them out with a mighty hand. Yet, they're still in adultery. True to his word, when the rebellion was long-term and extensive, God would allow other nations to oppress them. At times, Israel would repent for her rebellion under certain kings. For God would extend mercy to the rulers who would obey him and bring the nation into obedience. But God would not forgive the iniquities of evil King Manasseh. This king ruled wickedly for the entirety of his 50-year kingship. God was storing up punishment for Israel, and as a result, one enslavement became particularly significant. God caused them to be exiled from their Jewish homeland. in two separate events, they were put in bondage and brought to Babylon to live as captives for 70 years under the rule of the Assyrian King Nebuchadnezzar. For reference, you could read Jeremiah 25, verses 9 through 11, Jeremiah 27, verse 6, and Jeremiah chapter 52, 2 Kings 24, verses 6 through 12, 2 Chronicles 36, verses 10 through 16. Daniel, a Hebrew, was also taken captive to Babylon. He was a youth of the royal house of Israel. Nebuchadnezzar had separated the most beautiful and intelligent of the royal children from the common people. As one of nobility, Daniel was to be trained under an intense program intended to both educate and assimilate the royal children into Babylonian society. Their Hebrew names were changed to reflect the names of Babylonian deities, which are false gods. This was another step to strip them of their religious and cultural identity. Daniel's name meant, "God is my judge," but it was changed to Belshazzar, meaning Prince of Baal, or Bel, protect the king. Daniel, along with three of his companions, pledged not to corrupt themselves with the cultural and dietary practices of the Babylonians. For example, not eating the meat that had been dedicated in sacrifice to Babylon's chief gods. Also, they refused to drink their portion of the king's special reserved wine, which was to be served to them during this three-year period. As much as it was in their power, they were going to stay faithful to the law of the Lord God. Because they honored the law of the living God and consecrated themselves to his purpose, God increased their spiritual and natural wisdom. They excelled in their studies beyond their other peers. Upon examination at the end of the three-year period, the king found them 10 times better than all the wise men currently serving throughout the kingdom of Babylon. Highly impressed by their wisdom, learning, and skill in matters of state, the science, language, and so forth, Nebuchadnezzar chose them to serve in his royal courts. Nebuchadnezzar may have set him there, but it was God who chose Daniel for this position. The Lord chose Daniel and placed him as a national watchman and intercessor and prophet over Israel. He would serve the royal interests of several kings as he performed his service to the King of Kings. He was given visions and dreams regarding the future of the kingdoms he served under, and in particular, how these kingdoms and the present state of the captive Jews in a mystery pertaining to the future of the human race, world governments, and God's dealing with man in the end times. Daniel chapters 7 and 8. For example, he is given a vision of four mighty and foursome spirit beasts. Each beast represents a world empire. The lion represents Babylon under King Nebuchadnezzar. The bear is the kingdom of the Medes and Persians under King Darius and King Cyrus. The leopard is Greece under Alexander the Great, for like a leopard he conquered nations with subtle and swiftness. The fourth beast is a composite animal made unlike anything Daniel had seen on earth, with 10 horns and great iron teeth. The beast is the Roman Empire. 70 weeks are determined upon by the people and upon the holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and to anoint the Most Holy. Daniel 9, verse 24. Daniel, always fervent in prayer, remembered Jeremiah's prophecy. Jeremiah chapter 25 speaks of Israel's 70 years desolation, wherein the Hebrew nation would be captive in Babylon for 70 years while their homeland remained a desolate place. Also Jeremiah 24 verses 3-7, Daniel, realizing the end of the 70 years was near, aligned his prayers with God's will for the Jews' return and restoration to their homeland. The angel Gabriel is sent to Daniel to help him understand that the 70 years of Israel's captivity are actually part of a much greater plan. Israel is also symbolic of the world, for as Israel had endured a judgment of 70 years for sin, so the world in time will also be judged for sin. The 70 years of Israel captivity in Babylon corresponds to 70 by 7 prophetic years that God would accomplish a full cleansing and restoration for sin, not only with Israel and for their sake, but for the entire world. A week in Hebrew is called a Shavua. It means a set of 7. So 70 weeks equals 70 multiplied by 7, or 490 years. Gabriel explained to Daniel that though Israel was in bondage by their own disobedience, God had appointed the parameters of their captivity and had a prophetic purpose behind it to accomplish his own will in spite of the rebellion of his people. His plan would be accomplished in 6 stages, as Jeremiah chapter 9 verse 24 outlines. Again, for clarity, each of the 70 years of bondage in Babylon represents 7 years, meaning that the original 70 years became 70 multiplied by 7 years, for a total of 490 years. The 70 sevens or 490 years would begin with the proclamation by Darius to release all Jews who wanted to go back to their homeland. Daniel 9 verse 25 says, "Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the command to restore and to build Jerusalem unto Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall even in troublous times." Yes, the Jews could return to their desolate homeland and begin to rebuild it and the center of worship, the temple. However, it took 7 multiplied by 7 or 49 years from the time Darius and Medi gave the decree for the first stage of Israel's release to the full proclamation from King Cyrus for the Hebrews to actually be free to return to Israel. They needed to have the order from the king, a complete release and permission to begin rebuilding their homeland, because they were being fought against every step of the way by the nations who were neighbors to their homeland. During this process of time, the revived Roman Empire, the political government instrumental for backing the political aspirations of the Antichrist, was springing up. This government grew up out of the destruction of the great empires that Daniel served under. First, the Babylonian Empire under Nebuchadnezzar, then his son Belshazzar, then the Medo-Persian Empire under Darius and the Medi, then under Cyrus the Persian, after which the Greek Alexander the Great rose to power as a formidable and ruthless military general, conquering all empires before him. At the height of his power, he died at the age of 33, reportedly from syphilis. His 4 generals divided Alexander's dominion among themselves. Daniel chapter 7 describes in detail the wars, political intrigues, and assassination these 4 generals unleashed upon each other in a quest for ultimate power. However, out of these struggles for ultimate power rose a kingdom of iron, the original Roman Empire, under the Roman emperors who called themselves by the title Caesar. These emperors reigned as if they were gods. Acts 12 verse 23. In the end time, the countries that comprised the original Roman Empire will reassert themselves and politically support a leader who will be the Antichrist. Could the European Union be the revived Roman Empire? That is something to think about. It was under this particular political system that the Jews found themselves at the time of Christ's birth. At this time, the 70 times 7, or 490 years, was at its 69 times 7, or 483 years. One complete set of sevens was deferred and remained to be accomplished. Israel's complete restoration would remain in limbo for the next 2,000 years, or 2 millennial days. God continued his timeline but paused Israel's full restoration by 7 years. Their full restoration was yet for an appointed time. Why did God pause the restoration of Israel for us? The spiritual seed of Abraham, he would allow us to be grafted into the family of God through receiving the promise. The same promise given to the Jews, the natural seed of Abraham, of a coming Messiah. Daniel 9, verse 26 says, "And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined." We will take a short break and come right back to our lessons.
To the hall where I used to live, the grass had grown up and it covered the door. Someone across the street said, "I know who you see." But they don't live here anymore. They are somewhere around the throne of God. I know they are somewhere
Welcome once again to the Joseph Christ Ministries present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission. We will continue with our lesson. However, the Jews did not accept Jesus as the Messiah. Instead, because the Jewish nation sought to crucify him, God stopped the 490 years of full restoration of Israel, at 483 years or 69, multiplied by 7 years at the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. For Messiah was cut off or crucified. However, Jesus Christ's ministry brought in a new season of grace and truth. Because of Jesus Christ, believers were no longer bound to the law, for in Christ the law was fulfilled. This new season, or spiritual dispensation, gave birth to the church. It was made up of the first Jewish believers and those non-Jewish or Gentile believers who were grafted into the family tree of God. Romans 11, verse 13 to 24. This period of grace and truth was extended to the world as mercy from God for a season of time. However, God is about to reinstate that last set of 7 years. The Roman Empire is the people of the Antichrist, the prince that shall come. It was the Romans who killed thousands of Jews and Christians and destroyed the temple and burned Jerusalem to the ground. As previously stated, we are at the end of the sixth day or 6,000 year of man's rule on earth. The day before the seventh day, which begins the millennial reign of Christ on earth. We know on the seventh day God rested. This resting is symbolic of the rest the earth will experience from the effect of sin under Christ's rule. Before this happens, God will reinstate the last set of 7 years. The last set of 7 years will be the tribulation period. God has been warning this generation since Israel became a nation in 1947, that Jesus Christ is coming soon. Jesus told us that the last generation would be the people who witnessed the building of the fig tree. Israel, the fig tree, was cursed for a season because it bore no fruit. These chapters, Jeremiah 24, Joel 1, Hosea 9, and Micah 4, identify the symbolism of the fig tree as the nation of Israel. Though Christ came as that nation's promised Messiah, it rejected him and did not repent and accept his righteousness. That nation looked dead. Its people scattered all over the world, and their homeland overrun by other nations. But God, rich in mercy, began restoring them as a people when he gave them a national identity and made them a recognized nation after 2,000 years. In Matthew 24, Jesus says the generation that sees this dead nation, this dead tree, begin to quicken and come alive, and sees it begin to bud, to flower, that generation will be the one to see the coming of the Lord. Daniel 9, verse 27, and Daniel 8, verses 19 through 25. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even unto the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. As stated, the last set of 7 years, or the last prophetic week, the 70 weeks, the tribulation will be in two parts. For the first 3.5 years, a man possessed by the spirit of the Antichrist will rise to prominence and power. This is the king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences of Daniel 8, verses 23 through 25. He will orchestrate a peace deal with Israel and the Palestinians, giving them the right to share the land and Israel access and freedom to sacrifice and worship in a restored temple. When the man is killed, he is resurrected back to life by the false prophet, counterfeiting Christ through resurrection. The being who will inhabit the resurrected body will be Satan. He will break the peace pact and desecrate the temple with profane sacrifices, and by proclaiming himself as God. He will set up an image of himself inside of the temple so the people can worship him. So complete will his corruption of the temple be, it will not be fit for worship by the Jews. The devil will rule on the earth using the physical form of the assassinated Antichrist. This will be the last 3.5 years. It will be called the Great Tribulation because of the hours of judgment and persecution the world will endure under the devil's reign of terror on the earth. These will be further examined in future sessions. After the 7-year tribulation, the 490 years will be completed. The 6-stage plan implemented by God to be conducted during the 70 weeks will be fulfilled. Under Messiah's rule, Israel, now fully chastened, judged, repented, and forgiven, will now be fully restored on the 7th prophetic day of God's timeline, the millennial Sabbath. Matthew 18, verses 21 and 22 says, Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till 7 times 7, Jesus saith unto him, I say no unto thee until 7 times, but until 70 times 7. God bless you for listening to this lesson tonight. We've come to the end of this lesson for tonight, the book of Daniel, comparison of the book of Revelation. We will take a short break, and then we will come right back. Continue on this spiritual journey, and as we have just concluded the book of Daniel, comparison of the book of Revelation, I pray that the lesson was a blessing to you. If you would like more information on previous lessons, or you would like to request copies of this lesson for tonight, please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, Inc., P.O. Box 30371, Elmont, New York, 11003. Or you could email us at hodminister@gmail.com. At this time, I would like to extend an invitation to you to join me on the Roman road to salvation. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, or if you have previously accepted Him and turn away from Him, I encourage you to join me on this journey. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." In Matthew 16, verse 24, He said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up the cross and follow me." Tonight, Jesus Christ is standing at the door of your heart, knocking, listening, and waiting for you to make that decision to accept Him or to recommit your life to Him. He's waiting to be restored as the Lord and Master of your lives. I'm asking you to renew your commitment to Jesus Christ tonight. Romans 3 verse 10 says, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3, verse 23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Romans 6, verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 10, verse 9 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Beloved, I'm encouraging you tonight to join me in prayer. We might never see tomorrow. We don't know what tomorrow holds. So I pray that you will answer this call tonight and submit to Jesus Christ and accept him as your Lord and Savior. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, have mercy on me, a sinner. I believe in you and that your word is true. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and that he died on the cross so that I may now have forgiveness for my sins and eternal life. I know that without you in my heart, my life is meaningless. I believe in my heart that you, Lord God, raised him from the dead. Please, Lord, forgive me for every sin I have ever committed or done in my heart. Please, Lord, forgive me and come into my heart. Lord Jesus, I pray, O God, that you will be my Lord and Savior. I need you to be my Father and my friend. I give you my life and ask you to take full control from this moment on. I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ as I accept him tonight. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity and this privilege. Amen and amen. Dearly beloved, while your physical bodies will someday die, your spirit is the part of you that will live forever. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. There is no other way to peace and happiness. God's word is truth and life to your spirit. Your spirit needs to be fed and nourished. So it is very important that you become part of and regularly attend a Bible-believing church that is filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, where the power of God is in action to feed the Spirit of God that is in the new you. We at House of Christ Ministries would be honored to have you as a part of this ministry. It is also important for you to learn God's word by reading the Bible on a regular basis. you can start by reading the book of John, then proceed to the book of Matthew, and then read the entire New Testament. It is also important that you receive sound teaching. We encourage you to become part of our ministry. God is always with you. So praying to God in Jesus' name and talking to God will help bring you closer into His presence. Singing songs of praise to God and participating in fellowship with other Christians will help bring you closer into the presence of God as well. We are here to help you. We will answer questions and point you in the right direction. Without regard for your past life, you are welcome to the family of God. God bless you. Please write to us at House of Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 30371, Helmand, New York, 11003.
I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, He kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for His own. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear my burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me, Jesus alone. I must tell
come to the end of our show tonight, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honoring the Great Commission, I encourage you to visit our Christian network at www.myhocm.ning.com and our Christian bookstore at www.houseofchristbookstore.com. Our online Bible Institute at www.houseofchristbibleinstitute.org. Our online Bible College at www.houseofchristbiblecollege.org. You can also visit our affiliated School of Ministries at House of David Ministries, Inc. at www.riversofrevival.com. If you are called to ministry, that would be the school of ministry that you should check in with to find out the courses that they do offer.
Jesus is mine, oh what a joy.
soldiers, we must be truly committed. When we received Jesus Christ as Savior, we made a commitment to serve in God's army, and we must stay ready with our full armor on. As good soldiers, committed to fulfill every last detail of the general's directive. When we are committed to God, we should not get entangled in the things of this life. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And said, O man greatly beloved, fear not. Peace be unto thee. Be strong, yea, be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened, and said, let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me. Please join us every Sunday and Wednesdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at the House of Christ Ministries Present, proclaiming Jesus Christ throughout the world and honor the Great Commission. www.blogtalkradio.com /Reverend Davis. I'm your host, Reverend Donald Davis. God bless you and good night.